Hey, good morning. Welcome, everyone. We're holding Simin Shin Lamed Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Hey Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav, page 344. So we're going to do a little shorter today because it is Erev Yom Kippur. We'll learn, we'll finish Sif Hey, we'll see Sif Vav, and we'll catch up either Motzei Yom Kippur or Friday morning. So the Mechaber said a few different cases of people that are not, their Mila is not Deiche Shabbos. Andragonus, someone who's born Ben Hashmashes, someone who's born Mahol, a Yetzir Dafin, which is practically nowadays a C-section, a Goy who is Megayer, a Vedas Chachavim who is Megayer, and after she gave birth already, someone who has two Erlois. So these people, their Mila is not Deiche Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Tezvav. V'noilak Eshehu Mahol, Perish, Shafilu B'loi Kishoy Nira Mahol, even without a Kishoy, this person looks like he has a mila. It looks like the Torah is the revealed. Avagasha ain nira mahol rakashi is kasha. If it only looks like he's mahol when there's a kishoy, then mila is deicha Shabbos. Then he still is considered regular, and his mila is deicha Shabbos. He's not considered nilad mahol if it's only when there's a kishoy. So Kohen says Zayin v'yetsa deifin. She niskasha imay b'le dasin. The mother had a difficult time giving birth. But to you la'erich habetan ay desam. It took it out. Straight through the Betin Ayadea Sam. Nowadays they do a C-section, Nituach Kayseri. And the reason why a C-section is not Deicha Shabbos, we'll see in the next, in Mishnah Berurah, in two Mishnah Berurahs from here. So Kol Yid Zayin Shnei Aral is Perish Shnei Gidin, he has two Gidin, V'yesh Eimrim Sheyesh Shnei Oireis Agav Zeh, he has two actual Erlois, one on top of the other. So Kol Yid Ches Eimil Lassan Deicha Shabbos. B'tam Kol Eila, what's the reason why all these Milas are not Deicha Shabbos? Mishim Safik. He going got me on Draganus, whom he shummed the any Zachar Vade. It's a Safik if he's really a Zachar. It's a Safik if he's really Mechuyib. The Kamoike Nela ben Ashmashe Shema Husha Loib is Mana. Maybe it's not really the eighth day. Venela Keshu Mol, after the Lekha Khan Erla, Kavusha, whom Maho Mamish. Maybe he doesn't really have an Erla, and he's already is Mahal, and therefore there would be no Heter to cut what we're cutting. Chemish Yishle Shte Arelais, someone who has. Two Arelais, Hanashne Gidim, Hunami, Misham, the Ainun Yodin, Eza, early Ikaris. So, how can we cut both of them? Which one should we cut? Lisvara Bez, the Maribish, the Iris, Algavze, Nami, Time, the Ainun Yodin, Kabanas, a Terabazev. They're two Iris. Which Ir do we cut? Chutmi Yetzi Daifin, Vaini, Hudish, Yalda, the only two cases that are left to discuss are the Yetzi Daifin and the Goy that was Megayer, Megayeris, Megayeris after she gave birth. Hosam, Atam, Misham, the Ain, Tame, Matumas, Leda. There is no Tumas, Leda. When they gave birth, the Kama Tanoi beinun Kaseder Hamar of Parshas Tazria, the Isha Kishitmeya Leda Bina Yimel Lishmeina. The pasuk of Brismila is in Parshas Tazria. The Yemeshmini Yimel Basara Lase. It comes after the Psukim of Isha Kisazria Vialda, where the halachas of Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda is only by a regular childbirth by Yetzir Dafin. Isn't there is no Tumas Leda? It refers to the olden day Tumas Leda of Tuma Tahira. Tumas Nida Avada there is. Because there is dam, but when it gets tumas leida, special tuma of tumas leida with the halachis of that apply to it, that would not be by a yetzir dafin and by a geisha woman who gave birth. Obviously, there would not be tumas leida, and therefore the mila again we give a mila, but it's not mamish in the seder that it was in the parsha of Tazria, and therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. Zok sevav machshir mila she'efshal aseisa mi'erev Shabbos. The things that you have to prepare in order to do the Mila that you can do on Friday, those things are not Deicha Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, if you did not bring a knife for the Mila, Erev Shabbos, you can't bring it on Shabbos. Even if all it will take to bring the knife for the Mila is an Issa Derabbanan, still, you should have brought it yesterday. But Lemon and Yehudi last say, so what about Amir La'akam? Can we tell a guy to bring the knife? If a Yid were to do it, it would only be Asim Adar Abonon, Omer La'akam Ba'iseyu. Then it's a Shos Dishvos and the Tzarech Mitzvahs Mila, we're going to allow it. Vimudavar Shasel Yisrael Asay Say Minatera, if it's something which is also to do Midar Raisa, Lemon and Yehudi last say, then you cannot tell a guy to do it. Even the Maka Mitzvah, we're not going to do Amir La'akam. On an Issa Deraisa, Ba'ayin Le'il Simen Shin Zayin over there, and really Reish Ayin Vav also, there the Ramah Paskins, or the Mishabur, their Paskins, not like the Itter, that Amir La'akim is aser even Mamakai Mitzvah when it comes to doing an Issa Deraisa. Zok the Mishnah Berurah says, called on you test Izemel. Well, the Indian tiltal Izemel Achar Mila. After the Mila is the Izemel Muksa. I am labeled Zimishin Yud Sivkon Tezvav. The Mishnah Berurah Masha Kosav Nusham. Look over there. And the deer shoe number 21 does us a favor and brings down what it says over there. Number 21, it says, B'shem the Taz, that it's also to be metalto the knife after the Mila, because it's Muksa Machmas Chisar and Kiss. And he says, therefore, what you should do is, you should, in the cheder that you did the mila, you should hide it in there, because you can't just take it wherever you want. They allowed you to hide it in that cheder, otherwise I guess you would, the people would not want to do the mila, because they're scared that it's going to ruin the knife, but you can't take it out of that room. Shane the Magen Avraham says over there, that no, fakert, don't put it down, because we'll have the heter of biyade. If it already came to your hand beheter, now you're not mechoyev to drop it. You can put it wherever you want before you put it down. You can even take it out of that room to makam mishumer, in a place where it'll be protected, as long as you did not yet put it down. But the evidence says over here is a chash that it'll get stolen. Like Rav is mitzadeh to misamech on the Ramon the Shach that Stam say it's not muksa bechlal, and I'm not 100% sure. I have before had the curiosity to see what the mail does with the knife. I never had the chance to ask. I never thought of asking the mail exactly what they do yet. And I do not know what the minhag is with regards to this, but there definitely is a shmooze. Are we samech on the heter of beyond it came also the other beheter, which is not so pashut, or do we say that you have to put it in that room, and or do we bechlal say it's not muksa? That's the rate over there. Okay, zok the Mishnah Berurah weiter. So if you have a chaf oimen and yehudi vayseyu, they have a shvus the shvus amok and mitzvah v'shari. Could the Rebbe mention Zion say, hey, shvus the shvus amok and mitzvah v'motar? We come welcome also the havi atinu kabeis haknesses there chotzer shenim or rebbes afilo adi akum that yechoyel lamula v'vayseyu. Don't carry the child through a carmelis, even though it's only nisid der abonan, and the guy doing it is a shvus the shvus, because you could do the mila in the house. Mahabi pa'amen malam b'bayis k'shiyes tina. Many times if it's very cold outside, they do the mila in the house. So what's the heter to do the Amir La'akam to bring him through the Karmelis? Rather keep him in the house. Let's say the knife is not in the house, and now you have to move someone. There, right now, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, for the Magen Avraham, then you could bring the baby through a Karmelis, which is a shvus to shvus, to bring him toward the knife. Better to bring the knife to the child. If you're going to bring the child to the knife, then after the mila, you have to bring the child back to the mother. If you're going to bring the knife to the child, we'll leave the knife where the child was until after Shabbos, which means there's sometimes a slight misconception. Go ahead, no problem. It's mavur from the Mishnah Berurah that we really want to be mamayit as much as we can from doing shvusim to shvusim if you don't have to. Recently someone asked me a shayla. They thought that their oven would turn off after 12 hours. So they said, well, no big deal. The second day yontif, it's only the rabbanon, and I'll ask a guy to turn my oven on, no problem. Shvus to shvus. So it happens to be, I think he's mistaken, that there usually is an override on most ovens, on almost all ovens, I believe, where they won't turn off after 12 hours, but the shvus is if we need it. If we could figure out other eitzes, we try very hard not to have to rely on the shvus. If it's Shabbos already or it's Yontif and we're stuck, then we rely on the shvus. So as we see over here, we're trying to be mind as much as we can, and we're taking the knife to the baby, not the baby to the knife. Now, it does sound like over here, you know, let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah. Shavkon Chafalaf Layamer. The guy Amir La'akim Adavar Sha'as Amir Natera Havik Ishar Shvus Aminu Chachamim Debrayim Kanal Amir La'akim by the Raisa is Aser Chabei Zayin El Simishin Zayin Sif Hei BaHagad Hashem Hevi Ramad Yish Makil Nafil Mlacha De Raisa Loim La'akim Amokim Mitzvah. The Shita of the Iter is to be Makel even on a Mlacha De Raisa to do Amir La'akim Amokim Mitzvah. But after Rei Peskim Chalkim Asvar Azuva Ikrika Debrayim Rei Peskim argue which a Kotzer Sim Reishai involved in the Mishnah Berurah there. By Mila, there's what to be Samechan on the Iter. It has to do with the Sugya there in the Gemara and the Rishonim. In regards to Aitzah, because we really don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, which comes up many times over Hilchos Shabbos, which we'll discuss properly in the beginning of Chelek Dalet, which will be around Chanukah time, actually. The halacha is of what's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? Do we have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin nowadays? Now, what's interesting is the Shaila comes up with regards to having a goy carry a baby to a simcha in a place where there's no Erev or an older person. So here it sounds like we don't want to carry, you know, a baby if we don't have to, only for a mitzvah of milah. Earlier in it was a simin shin ches, I think, in simin shin ches, in sif mem gimel, over there it said, Aidei any Yehudi, you can carry a child through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because we don't really have Rosh Hashanah Rabbims nowadays, it's only a Carmelist. Aidei a goy, you can carry a Shvus de Shvus. You know, here it sounds not as pashut as that. You know, we try to avoid it. If we're stuck, then we do it. The Maisa, one should always ask a Shaila before they just rely on Amir La'akam carrying through a Carmelist. Sometimes maybe it would be allowed, many times it would not be allowed. Akapanim, that's that. So we're up to Siv Zayin, even though it is only 11 minutes in, but it's Erev Yom Kippur. So Amir Hashem, we'll have a shorter share today. After Yom Kippur, we will catch up to Siv Yud. Wishing everyone a Gemar, Chesima Tova, Lechaim, Aruchim, Tovim, Ulashalim, Hashem, have a good Yom Kippur, and we'll, Hashem, see you afterwards.